Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Manhattan, the Big Apple, right now overwhelmed with a challenge as a sanctuary city of what is said to be 100,000 migrants from the Mexican-Texas border, now in the city seeking aid, seeking work. These are families, dominated by families, and single men from Central and South America. They have language skills, some of them, some do not. Right now, the city, Mayor Adams leading, is taking responsibility for housing, shelter, food, medical attention. However, the bill is gigantic. According to the Wall Street Journal editorial most recently, it's $9.8 million a day across the shelter population. The shelter population has always been there, but more than 57,000 are now said to be migrants who have added to the burden, the asylum seekers. Now, the scale of this is difficult to grasp, so I welcome Harry Siegel, a senior editor at The City, an online journal. He writes his column for the New York Daily News. To help me understand what the mayor is saying, $9.8 million a day sounds unsustainable. But then again, he's not going to take away the sanctuary city. That was a political, rhetorical decision some years ago by major cities in the north. However, the mayor is appealing for help. Where is he being heard? Where is he not being heard? Good evening to you, Harry. Who's listening to the mayor?
Good evening, John. So a little more than a year ago, the New York City had a near record shelter population. Since then, about 100,000 migrants have arrived in New York City. So that is more than 1% of the city, one in every 100 people, one person on a crowded train car, is now a newly arrived migrant. And more than half of them, making up more than half of the shelter system, are now staying in some sort of city provided shelter, including the traditional shelters New York has, because it has a unique right to shelter where any person or family that comes in is supposed to receive shelter that day, because it's a sanctuary city and because migrants have heard that there's opportunity here. So Eric Adams wants help, and help, in effect, means money from Washington. To date, that money hasn't been that money has not been forthcoming. And perhaps as a result, you had images of migrants lined up sleeping on cardboard all around the block where the Roosevelt Hotel is in Midtown Manhattan, where New York City has set up a quote unquote welcome center. There is a feeling at City Hall that they have been abandoned by other members of their own party, by the president, and to some extent by the governor, and is clearly struggling with how to deal with this. There are children all through the train system now, selling candy, very young ones, which is a distressing thing. And one of the ways in which people are seeing this, athletic fields are now getting taken to put up new tents because we don't know how many more people are coming. It's not like we have 100,000 and now we know what's up and that's that, or anything like it. We have 100,000 toward what will be who only knows how many. Adams has tried to discourage new arrivals from coming. He's now made it so that adults, single adults, like without children in the shelter system, have to reapply after 60 days. And they're using that reapplication process to encourage people. What do you want? Do you want to take it somewhere else? That we can do. To say it's really expensive here and it's a hard place to live, which is true, but a funny message for the mayor to be putting out in certain ways, and is trying to handle this, but it's overwhelming. And Democrats who were fine just criticizing the cruelty of Republicans have not been able to coherently, and with the model that matches up from cities to states to the federal government, work out their own response as to what would be right and decent and what's affordable and voters will accept. And so this has become a very confused and indefinite scramble. And of course, the end of the public health emergency with the pandemic, which allowed for using Title 42 in this brand new way to basically stop people from applying for asylum once they were here, has made all of this that much more challenging. Last thing I'll say is there are lots of families arriving now ahead of the school year, and that's going to be incredibly challenging to figure out how many new kids are in each school, how many of them only speak Spanish, and to find resources to help them, as they are now the only thing keeping the public school system here from significant population decline.
I contribute, Harry, not positive, but to augment your remark about we don't know what's coming. At the Darien Gap, which is the 60-mile triple canopy jungle that you must traverse to reach from Colombia into Panama and your way north to the Mexican border with the United States, the Cenafront, the police of Panama, are reporting the greatest number ever in the first half of this year, expected to increase the second half of the year. So the migrants that are in New York are not the whole story. We don't know how many more are coming. The numbers are in the hundreds of thousands. The Biden administration...
John, brutal, brutal 60 miles. People die in the course of that. And just given the state of modern technology and WhatsApp and everything else, yep, a record number of people who think nonetheless it's in their best interest to go through that and to put their family through that to try and make it to the United States and in many cases, New York City. And it's very hard to discourage them. And we don't have any monopoly in the information these folks are receiving. They're talking to each other and talking to people who have already made this journey.
I add one more detail. Colombia has been asked to, in some fashion, contribute to stemming the flow of migrants, to give them better information, to discourage people traversing Colombia to reach the Darien Gap. It is not, at this point, cooperating. You understand the politics of South and Central America are in a complete different direction. So let's come back to the politics of the United States. At this point, and we say the mayor is counting on Washington, is not counting on Washington. His words are of despair, but at the same time, hope. How do you hear him, Harry?
Eric Adams just started talking about how this is not Mayor Eric Adams' problem. This is our problem. This is all New Yorkers' problem. Eric Adams is a person who talks about my city, my police, my teachers, my school children, and up till now, my migrants. So he knows that the city is not capable of handling this by itself. He knows that there will be whatever nominal right to shelter, people sleeping on the streets, and more help isn't forthcoming from the state, which may get forced to do so by the courts and the federal government. And he knows, having raised his hand and said, we're going to do this the right way here, that whatever happens with that help or not, that this is on him. And it is a very difficult box to be in. And he deserves credit, not for everything he's done, but for trying and scrambling to do the best he can in this nearly impossible circumstance.
I add one detail. The migrants from Venezuela, certainly, but other countries, they want to work. Is there any way they could get work permits? Have you heard any talk about that to take care of their families? We have less than a minute.
Adams keeps pushing. It's very unlikely. I think it would be politically disastrous with the presidential election coming up. And of course, many of these people are working, even if it's not on the books or with permits. It's notable that a much smaller share than expected, the people who have come here have applied to seek asylum or for work permits.
What we have then is an unfinished story that at this point is alarm bells ringing in New York City. But other cities are experiencing the same thing, perhaps not in these numbers. Harry Siegel, he's a senior editor at The City, an online journal. I highly recommend to watch this story and other stories of the big town. He's also a columnist for the New York Daily News. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US. military veterans, and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.